I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETF Trends, where they don't just talk about the ETF of the week. They talk about everything ETF related. So if you want to do some research on new ETFs, existing ETFs, and of course, what the trends are in ETFs, well, check out ETFtrends.com. If you want to see what they think you should look at, then you're going to follow them on Twitter, at ETF Trends. And of course, Tom is on Twitter as well. He is at Tom Lydon. But right now, he is here. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Now, since I know what you're about to say as answer to the question, I'm removing the drum roll, but I'm trying to come up with an appropriate sounder. So, our ETF of the week is
the iShares MSCI Ireland Top ETF. Ticker EIRN.
Okay, so in case anybody missed it, you know, maybe I should have taken the dropkick Murphys on that one instead of just doing an Irish jig, but it is the Ireland ETF. It is ticker symbol EIRL. Really, Tom? Like, people can't do without a piece of Ireland in their portfolio?
I know it's not anywhere near St. Paddy's Day, Chuck, but a couple of things are coming to mind as we're closing out the year and looking into 2015. A few big themes we're starting to hear. Number one, Europe. Europe really has bounced back tremendously since the financial crisis. And we remember hearing the term PIGS, which was for Portugal, Ireland, Greece, and what was the other one? And it wasn't Sweden. But anyway, those were the worst performing countries in Europe and the Eurozone. However, we've seen recently that some of these countries have really bounced back tremendously, and Ireland's one of them. So we've seen huge economic returns, and Ireland has been one of those countries that said, listen, in order to come back, we're going to have to really provide some tax opportunities for those companies that want to come to Ireland. And a lot of new companies have come back. So unemployment has been cut dramatically, which has been fantastic. And in contrast to the Eurozone, they have had a GDP that's been up 3.7% versus almost flat on the Eurozone. So here's a situation, and I don't recommend this for everybody. First of all, as we're seeing increased monetary policy in Europe, something that we saw very heavily 3 years ago here in the U.S., I think that there's going to be better economic conditions. We don't know what that's going to do for global exporting. Hopefully that will improve over there tremendously. However, if you're looking to pick little spots, this is one of those opportunities where if you're up on Europe, you might be even in a position to prosper even better if you hand pick and select some of these countries. And with ETFs now today, we know we can do that.
But you just said something key here. It's not for everybody. So who is this for? How do they use it? And where's the money coming from? Is this one of those cases that you go, I'm taking a little bit of my international money, taking it out of something more diversified, putting it towards Ireland? You know, how do we decide who this is right for and where the money comes from?
And that's really key. So there are a few things you have to look at as you're going into 2015. Number one, what is your global allocation? And not many people really define that. So most importantly, your allocation outside the U.S., you have to understand exactly what that is. Number two, where are you allocated? Are you in developed nations? Are you in emerging markets? Are you heavy in China? Those types of things are also important. My recommendation is if you're going global, go to core indexes, global indexes like the FTSE index or the MSCI index, where you've got tried and true indexing providers that can diversify for you. However, outside of that, if you've got money where you may feel that the U.S. might be a little bit long in the tooth in this bull market and you're underallocated overseas, I would say a 1% position in something like Ireland would be great. And again, I know the next question you're going to ask, Chuck, is do you use this on the 200-day average? And you absolutely do. So this is one of those things where you might catch a nice uptrend. But as we all know, things can head south quickly. So always keep aware of where that 200-day average is. And on this ETF, if it drops below its 200-day average, that's where you exit.
You know, we talked about who this is right for and what's happening. What about those folks who are going to say, okay, but what we're seeing with Ireland is because of all of the conversions and all of the those things, we're basically seeing some domestic stocks. You know, we're seeing things like Covidien, which is going to be in some of my indexes anyway. I mean, it sounds odd, but if that trend continues, don't we wind up just kind of going, hey, it's a tax inversion play more than it is a play on Ireland?
Well, some may say that. However, if you look at the core holdings within Ireland, Bank of Ireland, the Kerry Group, Ryanair, which has done tremendously well. It's almost like the southwest of Ireland as far as airlines, right? So you really have core companies that have been in Ireland for a long period of time, and surely during the financial crisis, they got it in the gut. I think we're going to see a lot more of a rebound, and especially with the banks there as well. So, as we say, keep Ireland green and make sure, just like your money, right, Chuck?
Something like that. I'm not even going to try to do a brogue for you. It's the ETF of the week. It's inspired our music. It's the iShares MSCI Ireland Capped ETF. The ticker symbol EIRL. The guest, Tom Lydon, who is editor of ETF Trends. Remember, 200-day moving average, 1% of the portfolio. That was the advice here on the Ireland ETF. Tom Lydon is available, of course, on Twitter at Tom Lydon. You can find him and his work at ETF Trends on Twitter, ETFTrends.com on the web. Tom, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we have just gotten started on the Thursday edition of Money Life, but stick around because the big interview is next and there's much more to get to, and we'll do it right after this message.